Welcome to Everdad! Number one sports betting show coming out of Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tony Diggs.
And a baby toe.
That man right there is Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder.
What?
Good day, Tony.
Good day to you, sire. How are we?
Great. How are you?
Good.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Good to see you again.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Bruce?
What's going on?
What is going on,
Bruce?
You know,
cool hoodie.
Thank you. I got it for my birthday. Was waiting for a Victory Monday, and
here we are.
Kind of here we
like
are,
a,
boys.
Like a black Blue Jackets or a Rangers like retro tart.
Yeah, it does kind of.
It is very Rangers esque. It is what you would find at the Garden on a nice February Wednesday evening. But yeah, no, I had a great weekend. I had a little parlay last night with the Broncos, so that was nice.
Hell yeah.
I'm fired up for tonight. Super Bowl rematch.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Last night's game was decent.
Not bad.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I
like not bad.
Yep. I mean, because there's just an overall level of intrigue of like what's Dangerous going to do.
Yeah.
Obviously, the Pastrnak is pretty electrifying in his own right.
They did. The Broncos defense is...
bad good.
Opportunistic.
Yeah, bad good.
They, you know what though?
Well said.
That's how the Dolphins defense was under Flores as well. We would get those timely turnovers all the time, dude.
Yeah, they're just doing a ton of like simulated pressure and shit.
Yeah,
I guess the Vikings were doing that.
It's pretty impressive what they do. B-Flo's got them going.
The Chargers are also a bad good defense.
I guess
defense stinks.
Vikings,
so Derwin James is good.
Sure.
Chargers stink. I don't know. I know Staley's a doofus. I don't know.
Their defense stinks.
But they've been like, what they're doing now, they did under Anthony Lynn. You know what I mean? This is just the Chargers way.
Yeah.
This is what they do.
Might go how high up.
How'd you guys do this weekend?
Ooh, I actually had a really good weekend.
It's 3-3 in the NFL on picks given on this
program. Where'd you go? Clean sweep.
3-3 in college.
Yeah.
Ooh.
5-0 in the NFL.
Oh.
Or my two. Oh, I went 1-1 in college.
IU did not cover on that's just a terrible, terrible holding. Texas State lost by 46 points. I was on them. But Georgia, New Mexico State outright.
There you go.
And UCF got an outright as well. Or no, they covered the +3.
Yep. Georgia, I will kick myself for the rest of the season. That
was way too short.
All of
that
my
was,
money.
That on. Was POY. Also,
wait, what do you mean?
I put a lot of money on the Huskies. I should have put more. Because the wrong team was favored.
I mean, yeah.
Wrong team was favored.
Bro, no, there was never a doubt.
Once that rain stopped.
There was
stopped,
definitely a doubt.
No.
Yeah, there was worry.
No.
There was worry.
Once that rain stopped, the gap between DJ and Penis Man was too much to overcome.
That was an absolute strike.
I mean, for a while, you can't take a lot away because for a while, they were just fumbling on every possession back and forth.
Yeah, how sick. How are they going to keep Washington out of the top four this week? You can't.
No.
I don't think you can.
Especially with Florida.
Look at who they beat. What is that? Four ranked teams?
Have they?
I mean, honestly,
Oregon State, Arizona, who's what? Top.
They weren't ranked when they played them.
So that doesn't count?
Yeah. Depends on the committee.
What?
I mean, that's
right, if we end up with Florida State and a backup like QB like in the college football playoff this year, I am going to be...
Well, we got plenty of weeks left.
You think they'll get got?
No. I'm just saying, like...
Do you like Billy Napier and the boys, is what I'm asking.
No, I don't. Probably not. Well, I haven't got there yet, but probably not.
No.
I assume not.
I like hearing
but
Billy
Napier. But I'm
saying
Washington's still going to play the Apple Cup, and they're going to play the Pac-12 Championship, and Florida State's still going to play this week, and they're still going to play the ACC Championship. We got two more weeks.
It's going to be tough to beat that.
I really dislike this part of college football.
Which part?
The part that makes you just pull out the veil and realize how stupid it all kind of is.
Well,
I mean, like figuring out like the top four.
Top four.
This is last year, though.
I know. I'm just saying it's stupid.
Like, if people complain about number 13 next year, fuck off.
They won't because it has to be the highest ranked, whatever, you know. Like, it's going to be too
late. They're still at-larges.
But it's always going to be Tulane is the 12th.
Okay. Right? Oh, sorry if you... No, but I'm saying there's... You're going to get your conference champions.
Like an at-large will probably be like a 6 seed or something.
No.
In my brain.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, no, there will be because the 5 conference champions. And then it's at-large from 6 to 11.
Yeah, but the 12 is one of the conference champions, the highest ranked conference champions.
I know. So 1 through...
You're not understanding what I'm saying.
Are you saying 1 through 6, or I mean, sorry, 1 through 5 is going to be the top Power 5 guys?
Yeah.
Well, I guess 4 now?
Champions of the Power 5.
Okay, that's kind of bullshit.
But I'm saying 11 is an at-large. People are going to complain about that.
True.
Whoever the number 12 team is or whatever.
True, true. Play better.
Yeah.
But that's going to be kind of bullshit because you can't have... What if, like, this year, okay, Michigan and Ohio State are clearly two of the top teams.
They'll get in.
Yeah, but they're both,
they're both top
12. Do you know what I mean?
And it doesn't affect seeding, right? Like you could,
that's what I'm wondering.
You could still...
You also, like...
If you win your conference, you get a home game.
I also think there's a big difference between a team... Like a fan base that wants their team in at 13, it's like, okay, you're going to get shit kicked in the first round anyways.
Maybe.
You know what I mean?
Maybe.
Maybe not.
LSU this year could be
LSU. But now, because now the top four or the top four will get a bye.
Yeah.
So the first round will technically be 12 versus 5, which, you know, could get shit kicked, could actually be a good game.
Probably will be great games.
Yeah. Because it'll be like Oregon State versus what? We had it this week. We had 11 versus 5 this week.
In.
That would just be a playoff game.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? Because now we got, now you got Oregon State at Oregon this week. They're what, 14-point dogs?
Yeah, well.
You know what I mean?
Oregon's a fucking wagon.
Yeah, but like Washington beat Oregon. Oregon State is, you take Corvallis away from Oregon State, they're far from that.
They're nothing. They got different turf in Corvallis.
They got a lot of different
stuff. I don't know what's Corvallis. Different about it, but it's different as shit.
Let's roll through real quick the games. Cincy, Baltimore. We haven't talked about it. We haven't been here. Joe Burrow gets hurt.
That was the
changes ultimate, a lot.
I bet on the Bengals. And I won't say I celebrated when Lamar went into the tent, but I was kind of like,
whoa,
bet is looking a lot better all of a sudden.
I believe it was also you who said...
and then bada bing, bada boom.
Was also you who said the thumb injury tip was one of those tips where you, hey, I saw so-and-so was wearing a thing on his head, and then the Bengals win by 30.
Yeah, yeah. He seems like he fucking destroyed his wrist, brother. I don't know what you want me to say. I
feels like he's asking you to admit defeat.
I was operating. I think I was operating from a place of slight naivete about like if he was banged up, he would be on the injury report. But now that you know that we might have grand juries.
It's grand juries, Supreme Court.
Could be the last time Joe Burrow plays in the NFL.
Hand up. I saw that. I said that's probably all bullshit. Probably fine.
Yeah.
And he wasn't fine.
So Baltimore wins there. Mark Andrews might have good news. Maybe back this season. Potentially. Just came out like 2 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Wait. What? What is it?
It's not as bad as they think. Maybe back this year.
It's
maybe
not as bad of a broken leg.
Apparently. So.
Good luck.
Still gonna hurt for a little bit.
Where do we put the Ravens in the? Would you put the Ravens at the top of the AFC right now?
I put them in the same category
as Chiefs.
No,
I do.
No.
Chiefs, Dolphins, Ravens. Who am I missing?
If you like the Bills,
the Buffalo Bills.
I don't put them over.
I'm putting them with the Bills. Like I think they're one tier down.
Chiefs, Dolphins, Ravens to me.
Yeah, Bills are going to lose back-to-back here, I think.
I would agree with that. It sucks Mark Andrews is hurt. Hopefully, likely can recapture some of that magic he had last time filling in.
I'm going to look at the
odds. Isaiah Likely was very good, right?
Yeah, odds to win the AFC. It goes Chiefs plus 175, Ravens plus 375, Dolphins plus 425, and then there's a significant drop. So I think the books also agree with those three.
Fair play.
Because then it drops to Jags, Bills, Browns, Texans.
Oh, Jags are...
Well, because they're...
They're 7-3, right?
Pretty good. Well, the record's very good.
And then, how are the Browns that high? Just as...
They're 7-3.
I mean, I know, Tony, you're hard on this stance here, but their defense is so good.
Oh, my God.
That, like, they...
Zach Wilson, the third string?
Their defense is very good. You're going to have to score points at some point.
Maybe. or you just fucking have
my care. I didn't watch too much of the Steelers game. Did DTR do anything?
No.
There might not be.
He didn't do it. He did something on the last drive. I'll give him that. He had a good last drive.
Yeah, he's just handing the ball off to Mike Ford.
That's not the guy.
Mike Ford.
Whoever.
Jerome Ford. Mike Ford's the
wiping towel.
DB, yeah.
Can't have that.
I warned you on this show last week.
About what?
I said, I'm worried about your Pittsburgh Steelers affiliates could launch a real identity crisis.
Yeah, you're acting like Tony's been pounding the drum that the Steelers are good. Guy's been burying
Nick and I said from Monday that they were going to lose.
I'm not saying like, oh, I told you like you didn't know, but my fears came true. The defense. Now you're worried about the defense. Thanks. And it's sad.
Have you listened to me all year long?
I feel like this is a big I told you.
It's not an I told you.
Between Bruce and Tony.
I said they stunk all year long.
I'm asking for just a brief moment of mourning. It's sad. I like it when the Steelers are good and they stink.
They'll be in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh.
That'll be a sick playoff game.
Oh, yeah. Plus 13 and a half.
It'll probably be against the Browns, too. It'll be 13-10 again.
Nice.
You know, you guys probably be Ravens, maybe.
Ooh, good stuff.
They play them well, so.
Steelers is a Super Bowl. We're back on.
Never know. No. Never know.
Detroit comes back and wins against Chicago. For all intents and purposes, betting wise, Bears still covered on one of the best cover plays.
What my heart did when I thought I would have won 10 grand if the Lions picked up that touchdown. And you just don't really ever recover from those. You know, you just carry those with you for the rest of your life, and no one cares.
That would have been an all-time win because you wouldn't have deserved it at all.
Yeah.
No, but...
Kind of.
Made the picks, you would have deserved it.
I knew when Justin Fields was trotting out there with 28 seconds left because Eberflus didn't use any of his fucking timeouts, that there was a...
At that point, yes.
I thought I was getting a branch pick six. The fumble, obviously, less than ideal.
There's always possibility for the whoop-de-whoop-de-doo.
And there hasn't been that pick six cover, but there always is.
Yeah, there hasn't been that crazy ending to a game yet for the cover this year.
There's always at least one a year.
Yeah. Chargers at Green Bay. Green Bay wins and covers.
Good on them.
Yeah, good on them.
What the fuck?
Yeah, Chargers defense is the worst. Just can't stop the pass to save their lives.
How's that? Would their offense put up 20?
Yeah.
Yeah, they dropped 14.
Yeah, easily.
Just not a good football team, unfortunately.
No. Can't run the ball. Can't stop anything.
Yeah, I will say this is very devil's advocate.
Herbert has 20 touchdowns and 4 interceptions.
I didn't love the throw to Quentin Johnson there. I know where everyone's killing him. Just feel like you got to put some air under it.
You got to catch it. It wasn't a perfect ball, but you have to catch that.
Yeah, you're game in there. You got to catch it.
Yeah, you definitely have to catch the first round pick in the NFL.
I'm just saying the throw could have been a little bit better.
Dolphins win, don't cover.
Yeah, that was a grind.
That was a bad.
These Raiders, man, they are.
Finn's defense.
You watched that game, right?
Yeah.
Did Aiden O'Connell fix his chin strap, or was it still all fucked up?
No, it was terrible. He missed. He missed Devontae about 3 or 4 times.
I mean, that'll happen. He was rushed all day.
He looked like Jimmy G. I'll say it. It's exactly how Jimmy G would have played that entire game.
Yeah, he had that one in a bucket for a touchdown.
Good then, comp.
I don't know why the fucking Dolphins, dude. It's like you get into these second and ones where you don't run it. And then if you don't complete the pass, so then you end up in 3rd and 1 and they pack the box and it's an obvious running situation. I know Tua's was through for over 300. Yes, I get it. But it's like let's fucking pound the rock here.
Tell coach to figure it out.
Sometimes.
Tell coach to figure it out.
Like 2nd and 1, there's nothing wrong with fucking pounding the rock.
Getting a first down.
Yeah, like Mostert's unbelievable. He's been unbelievable all year. Like just feed the guy.
Giants win and cover.
Hell yeah, Tommy. Hell
yeah.
Shout out Tommy DeVito. Shout out the Commanders. No matter
what. Oh, he gets a shout out? Now you're talking shit on him on Pat's show.
I mean, no, shout out. It was fun. I had a blast. I love
this guy. Oh, God.
What's going on?
Oh, no.
Bruce shitting on Tommy DeVito.
I wasn't shitting on him.
Why don't you like this guy?
I love him.
No, you don't. You know,
I love him. I got a bone to pick with you, though.
Yeah, Bruce does. That's why I came in here.
Why? What happened?
What's the issue?
What Connor did coming in here and saying the football gods are on James Madison just for him to burn heel and take App State.
I completely forgot about that.
And all of their faces for the sake of, for what? Clicks, content, a dopamine rush to the head.
All three of them.
All the above. Yep, all
it was three. Awesome.
Look. Achilles didn't always listen to the gods.
He's turned.
That's a good point.
So I saw an opportunity. Maybe in that moment.
Achilles cut the god's head off.
Boom.
Well
and,
said.
And he died because of it. And you did the same.
Yeah. And maybe I died because of it. Maybe that's why I lost every bet this weekend.
Maybe that's why you got sick.
Maybe that's why I got sick. That makes the most sense. Yeah. That's when it started. I felt my throat start hurting during that. Hey, what? Might be it. Okay, word to the wise. If you are going to say the football gods and you don't, you'll get sick. I strongly suggest not doing it, but David Montgomery scored after the fact.
Yep.
Yeah, he did. True.
So he did. You're right.
Football gods still honored.
Well, it's because it was already true. Off.
Yeah, yeah. The parlay.
It was already off. I already lost the bet. But
the parlay died, yeah.
What do you like to it?
Sometimes you got to trust your gut. Points, over. Okay. Last time they played... Basically the same team.
True. Super Bowl.
They both scored third.
On a poop field.
Poop field. Brilliant. Yeah, I'm taking the over, and I'm going to go Justin Watson touchdown.
Okay.
Ooh, I like it.
I like yeah. it.
Cheeky. Careful.
A lot of deep balls tonight. Maybe MVS, too. Something to think about. Hammer down.
Okay, hammer down. Thank you.
Hammer down.
Big news coming out of the MLS.
What's happening?
Copa America 2024 is coming to Atlanta.
Is that big news?
With the final being played in Miami. That's cool. Like Argentina, Brazil, okay. Europe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's yeah, yeah. Massive.
Euro Cup that's for Copa. Cool.
Why Atlanta?
Because they got a beautiful stadium.
Yeah, they do have a huge stadium.
And they have a good soccer fan base here.
Yeah.
Okay.
They Atlanta FC or United, whatever the fuck it is.
Atlanta United FC.
Oh, knew it. Yeah.
They sold out. Like they're.
Oh, not, yeah. Mercedes-Benz Stadium is always. Remember Kanye was there that game?
Yeah, camping out.
Respect Tommy DeVito.
I love Tommy DeVito. Just and loved I'm grateful DeVito. For Tommy DeVito. I'm having fun. You know, we got a fun matchup with the Patriots. We got a fun Monday Night Football game against the Packers coming up, too.
Yeah.
Nothing but fun times ahead, Bruce.
Great. Can't wait to see you.
I am generally pretty positive overall. Like, it's like, hey, you know, we're 2-8. We got, you know, we got draft pick to lose. But besides that, there's nothing to lose.
Saquon looked unbelievable.
Yeah. Saquon is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
You guys, sweet.
Dallas wins and covers.
Tell you what. I know it was Carolina, and I know the week before it was...
Someone else poopy.
I like this Cowboys team.
I like kind of their jib.
Yeah, I got them. I got Eagles, Niners.
If.
And then I got...
I'll say this. Go ahead.
I got Lions Giants. Cowboys right here.
Or Lions Cowboys, same. Yeah, I agree with that.
Bro, I'm putting them all on the same level. If you're going to put in a Cowboys Super Bowl ticket, right now is the time to do it because the Eagles are going to lose this game to Kansas City tonight. That's going to help them out. The odds are going to go a little. They're going to go. I'm telling you, Tony. I'm saying.
No, I hear you.
Saying buy stock now.
Buy stock now.
Buy stock now. I hear you saying.
Well, you can still get them at plus 1,000. You can still get them at plus 1,000.
I like their cut of the jib. When Tony Pollard runs for over 100 yards.
Yes. And then the Cowboys are just, I like this Cowboys team, but they have to find a way to avoid the 49ers in the playoffs.
Yes.
Because they will never beat them.
No, they won't.
Nah, I don't know about that. But Brock Purdy's shown signs of...
Not yesterday.
I know. But this year, Brock Purdy's shown signs of vulnerability. I know it was when people were hurt. They're going to have to get lucky. Every team has to get lucky to win a Super Bowl.
Agreed.
And also, the Cowboys running game now is actually finding it. Like, last year,
Tony had a good run yesterday.
I have every Tony.
Hey, two good weeks
in a row. Get Rico Dowdell involved.
He needs to get the ball more. Rico needs to be getting the ball.
He didn't touch the ball until the fourth quarter. Well, he had one early, but... Jacksonville, easy winning cover.
Yeah.
Titans on the road. Can't do it.
I don't, geez.
Titans in general.
Well, let's get them back home. We don't know. They've been on the road for like last 4 weeks.
When are they back home?
Let me see, actually.
Because it's got to be this week. I don't think it's this week.
I could be wrong, but I feel like they've been.
I don't think it's this week.
So they were in London against Falcons, at the Steelers, at the Bucs, at the Jaguars. So that's four straight games away from home. They lost them all. Guess what?
Oh, they are home to the
Panthers. They're home to the Panthers and the Colts. Give me Titans.
You get right against those Panthers.
Yeah.
Frank Reich should be, I mean.
Arizona's at Houston. Houston won. What was this? Did they cover?
Yeah.
Houston cover?
What was the final score?
21-16.
Yeah.
It was. Depends where you got it. It jumped around.
Five and a half close. Four and a half.
Neither team wanted to win. Arizona went for it on fourth three times in the fourth quarters. Did not get it.
Yep.
Anytime.
My main takeaway, kind of a weird jersey game.
Very weird jersey game. Hated it. I hated the game in general.
It was a bad jersey.
Nobody wanted to win. Stroud didn't want to win. Three red zone turnovers. It was ugly.
Kyler had that beautiful deep ball.
Did have that one. But then he had one of the worst throws I've ever seen on fourth down.
It was a good highlight game. Like if you weren't watching.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. No, these teams played well.
Couple deep balls. Yeah, sweet.
That was my exact experience with it.
Yeah.
Couple nice touchdowns.
Yeah.
See a couple turnovers.
Nice Instagram post.
Niners win.
Yeah. Good in my book.
Covered on our number because we had them at 11.5 on Thursday. I think it closed at 13 or 13.5.
Yeah, I ended up sneaking in there live, 16.5 in cash. Whoa, Baker was fighting, man.
He was fighting, and they almost covered at the end, but they threw a pick. Purdy looked good.
What's his name is a big loss.
Hufanga?
Yeah.
I feel like you could hide it.
Yeah.
Run game is where.
Yeah.
He always makes those plays.
He does.
He makes big plays.
Like,
big
I feel like games. They have so many other guys that you could kind of hide it. They'll be able to figure it out, I think. Buffalo, easy win and cover. Rams, win and cover.
Jesus Christ. What?
Seattle just can't beat the Rams.
Did you hear what Geno said at the end of the game?
No, what did he say?
The headset went out.
And he didn't know what to do.
So he called a run with 15 seconds left. He could have thrown another pass.
I was wondering why they did that.
Dude.
Set it up.
What the fuck?
Set up a nice 55-yard.
Yeah, like we're just content with a 55-yard.
Geno, you got to be better than that.
Dude.
You've been in this league forever. And then he
spiked it with 7 seconds.
It's as dumb as it's, yeah.
It was bad. I was on the Rams. I loved it.
I thought he hit that well. Actually, it just fucking went.
I don't hate the spike with 7 seconds.
No, you do. You do. You have to hate it because if it's a bad snap, the clock rolls and you're fucked.
Well, no. What I was thinking is, you miss. Yeah, you're right. I wasn't thinking right in my theory.
It was just a calamity of errors after an absolute strike to DK to get into field goal range. That was a dart, dude. It was a fucking dart.
And then to end the night, Denver, Minnesota. Denver wins. Does not cover.
Great cover by the Vikings.
Great cover by the Vikings.
Great fight out of danger us. Did all he could. Did it all out there. How is he down fucking 7 or 8 with a minute left with the ball every single game?
The best. That's what happened in Seattle too, dude.
It's awesome.
Cortland Sutton. I'm happy for Cortland Sutton because he's playing great ball.
I love
Cortland. He's a baller.
All right, let's do tonight. Eagles, Chiefs, 2.5. Over under 45.5. -145 on the money line for the Chiefs. +125 for the Eagles. Whoa, graphic. That baby Mitt.
Wow, here we go.
Fucking go, kid.
Go, Mitt.
Go.
Let's go, baby.
Hell yeah, brother.
It's because we left it up.
Yeah, it's because we left it up, so I have it.
Hell yeah. Do that more often.
Yeah.
Sorry. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it.
Go ahead.
Did you guys find a side?
Who do you think is the better team right now? Neutral site.
Eagles.
Eagles.
Yeah.
As of right now, they're half point favorites.
No, this
neutral
is
site. He's saying neutral site.
Oh, okay. Neutral site. Yeah.
Super Bowl, they were 1.5.
But tonight, in Arrowhead.
Site. Yeah, tough barn.
So I did find a play.
Maybe one of the toughest barns.
I found a way. I thought today maybe I might not find a way.
No, you found the way.
But I found a way.
Yeah, it's Monday Night Football.
I didn't want to go against Andy Reid after a bye.
Nope.
I didn't want to go against Sirianni after a bye.
Andy Reid never lost to the Eagles.
So when you look at the teams, Eagles, obviously they can throw the ball, but they love to run the ball. And the Chiefs, as good as they have been on defense, they've been a little susceptible to the run. Eagles, as good as they've been on defense, they're a little susceptible to the pass. Chiefs obviously throw the ball more than they run the ball. So I didn't like a side.
Under.
But the Eagles have been a top five rush defense all year long. Pacheco, you never know what you're going to get with Pacheco.
Almost feels like they've been saving Pacheco for something. You think
they're
like,
saving him for tonight? I hope they're not saving him for tonight. Andy gets a little weird after buys. Who knows what they're going to do? I'm actually going to take Pacheco under 50 and a half.
Oh, Tony, tonight. What a mistake.
Tony. Shots fired.
Look at this guy's face. It's disgusting.
Flip that for me.
Yeah, I got it. I'm on the Chiefs money line. This is, if it was in Philly, I'd probably be on Philly money line. This is just, I like the home team here. I like Andy Reid not losing to the Eagles. I like Andy Reid off a bye. Give me the Chiefs.
A tidbit, if you will allow it.
Okay. T-Flower?
Since 2001, Super Bowl rematch has occurred three times. The Super Bowl champion has won all three. Tony, you mentioned it. Eagles, number one rush defense. Chiefs haven't been that great on the ground. Eagles susceptible against the pass. Chiefs have Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
The Chiefs defense, you know, allowing 15.9 a game is what I'll hang my hat on. I know Mahomes has, you know, struggled at time with his receiver core being, you know, kind of what it is. But I think that the best quarterback in our league finds a way tonight at home. I too am on the Chiefs money line. A bit of a fucking absolute hammer play out of me, to be honest.
All right. Well, we got three people on the Chiefs. I hate the Eagles. And I also do genuinely think that the home team just has a better shot here. Andy Reid off a bye, all that. Andy Reid against the Eagles. Let's go.
Okay.
Yeah. His record off a bye is starting to get obscured. No one really knows what it actually is. Is it 30? Is it like 34-5? Is it 29-4?
We don't know.
No one knows. Everyone just knows you don't fuck with Andy Reid after a bye. Yeah,
it's true.
Sirianni, though, in his own right, is 3-0.
Yeah, I know. That's why I don't want to go. I didn't want to go against either of them. So you threw your own Chiefs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm on the worst bet of all time, Pacheco under 50 and a half.
I mean, they're the number one rush defense. I don't think it's the worst bet of all time. But I think Andy Reid knows that, you know, and he wants to go right at the
gym. You think Andy's a stubborn guy?
Oh, yeah.
No, I think
he knows.
I think he knows how to win a fucking football
game. Oh, I agree. And that's with you're going to see a lot of Pat Mahomes out in the flat, fucking nice 3 yards at a time.
Mm-hmm. Ton of dancing.
Swifty's not going to be there.
Yeah, that is okay. A major loss.
It's okay. I'm worried about Trav. Trav talked to the Wall Street Journal and said, I think about retiring almost every day.
We need a vintage Travis Kelce.
I didn't know he said that.
Yeah.
Did you send that in?
I almost did, but I was trying to get a good screenshot of the actual source.
So that's it.
I have not yet.
Okay.
So he didn't say it?
No, he did say. He said these ten surgeries and the amount of pain I go through on a week to week basis would kill a lesser man. That's what he's told.
He's gonna go on tour.
He said he wanted to be a sports broadcaster.
Okay, nice.
With his brother, probably.
Okay.
He didn't say that part.
Okay. So this week, what does this week look like for us?
What does it look like, Tom?
Looks amazing, really.
Two matching games tomorrow.
No way.
No games on Wednesday as far as football is concerned.
Yeah, what's that about?
Three on Thursday, one on Friday. We will not be here Thursday. Unless you guys want to tune in around your Thanksgiving family tables.
We could do like a stream yard.
Yeah.
Where we just tap in.
Nah, I don't think that'll happen.
No, we should.
We all eat.
Good idea, bro.
We all eat our plates.
Yeah.
So we will have to do picks Wednesday.
Picks Wednesday.
So get your picks in early, boys.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's four games before Friday the fifth game's Friday.
No, the fourth Friday. Game is on Friday. Yeah. A lot of college on Friday.
The Sunday is where it's going to be difficult for me, my brain.
Yeah, it is, but we're going to do it because we have to.
That's right.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
We got NBA tonight?
Yeah, we do.
What do you like?
You know what? I'll just start it off with my three-leg parlay here. We got the, nice. We had the Celtics going into Charlotte. We're taking Celtics on the money line. Milwaukee going in to the Wizards. I'm taking Milwaukee on the money line. Denver. Denver going into Detroit. I'm taking Detroit on the money line. That
three-way.
What?
Oh, you're taking
Denver. I'm taking Denver, too. Denver. My bad. Two D's. That's hard.
Boys, put you right in your right spot.
Well, I see it on I see the Denver Nuggets logo.
Sorry, thank you, Bruce. So Boston, Milwaukee, Detroit, or Denver. Jesus. Boston, Milwaukee, Denver.
Are you sure you don't want the Pistons?
No, I don't
want the Pistons. I feel like you might want the Pistons.
I feel like
all right, we're not doing this. I'm also taking Minnesota minus 134 against York.
You lose!
And then I also like Miami, Sacramento, and I like those both money line. I like Houston to cover the 7. Houston is on a 5-game cover streak, and the Warriors are on a 5-game lose streak. Or not cover streak, sorry.
Lose streak.
Lose streak. I like Miami money line, the Bulls, and I see your 3-leg money line parlay, and I add the Clippers to it.
Ooh.
Bucks, Nuggets, Clippers, Celtics, plus 150.
Okay.
Parlay.
Bruce?
I like that. I'm on the Knicks tonight in Minnesota. You know, tough defense, tall motherfuckers out there in Minnesota, but I think Mitchell Robinson's just what the doctor ordered for the New York Knicks in that department. And the big three, RJ Barrett, Jalen Brunson, and Julius Randle are playing pretty fucking well. So okay. I think I'd like Randle's them to get it bad. Done. Okay. Randle is back in form. He might struggle just because of the size of Minnesota. So player prop wise, I don't love him tonight. But yeah, he's been playing better team ball. And then having a bit of fun here. I am on Zion Williamson over 24.5 points. Just fuck around.
Okay. Thank you, Bruce. What was that I heard you say?
So were you born in a bar?
Because I left the door ajar.
Door is a jar.
It is a jar for a reason.
No. Okay.
What?
What?
I don't know.
What's this guy's problem?
What happened?
What's going on? Have the Steelers crushed your desire and will for anything joyous in your life?
What happened?
You have a daughter, Tony. You have to be bigger than this.
What happened?
Nick, the vibes of this show have been...
Just think about why he would leave the door ajar.
Sometimes you leave the door ajar because opportunity knocks. This way, opportunity doesn't have to knock. It could just come right in.
Let's get to it.
Let's get to it.
Drop the puck, Carmine.
What game?
This isn't how this works.
Oh, Tony.
You read us the games. We go through
them. Let's start Oilers at Panthers.
It ain't that one.
Don't do it.
I don't have a pick for that game.
Okay.
I don't trust the Coilers
yet. Let's start Flames at Kraken.
I'm taking Seattle.
I like the Kraken.
Why'd you just go to 10 o'clock?
The fuck is going on?
Okay. Let's start.
I wouldn't do what you're thinking
let's
about.
Let's start Rangers at Stars.
Don't. No, that's not close. 130 plus 110. No,
I think we have to make a call to our friend.
No, those aren't the rules, man.
I think
if we don't stand by the rules, what are we doing?
What are you so
it's close
of?
Enough.
Minus 130.
It's
close enough.
We've broken the rules. You can coin flip any fucking game now. Any game, doesn't matter.
If you're new to the program,
it's supposed to be an even game. Even game. Minus 130 plus 110 is not even. The coin has made a massive mistake here.
It's pretty even.
Before we do this, I'd like to just say, Gumpy, ahead of time, this is under.
No, I don't care. He's just breaking the rules that he set.
Gumpy thinks this game shouldn't be. This is packed house today. Thanks for coming, everybody.
Thank you, everybody.
Pack, smell me. Who's your hockey team again?
Boats. Go Boats.
Huh?
Knights.
Oh, yeah. BGK. You're right. Absolute massive. Are they doing well?
We're all right. Kind of dead.
D-Bot, who's your hockey team?
Shut up, by the Panthers.
How are they doing? Pat, how's your hockey team doing?
Fucking unbelievable. Just beat the shit out of their team.
Ty, how's your hockey team doing?
Not great. It's not hockey season
same
yet.
Same team.
No. How about you, Foxy?
Sweden was not kind to us.
Oh, you guys suck international.
The Pens have more wins than the Wings right now.
Just want to let you know, Gumpy's upset because this isn't a minus 110, minus 110 game. He feels as if the coin...
It's pretty close.
Minus 130 plus 110. It's far from close.
It's pretty close.
The coin will pick between the Rangers, Bruce's squad... And this Dallas Stars.
Oh, that's right.
Gumpy's.
Oh, it had to be.
The New York Rangers on the road will be heads. The Stars, Texas Hockey, and the state of Texas will be tails. And a flip.
Where's this game being played? Wichita?
Look at the physics.
Suspense is killing.
It's tails.
Oh!
Stars.
Wow.
Point nose.
Thank you, boys.
Fair flip. It's a fair flip.
Thank you, everybody.
Hey, you didn't ask, but bees are still in first in NHL.
Anything else?
Number nine.
They're short favorite tonight.
What's up?
What's up?
Foxy, stay.
Just chewing a little cotton candy big league chew.
Do you mind if I ask Foxy something before I get to?
Yeah, go ahead.
Tony.
What's your problem?
What'd I do?
You know what you didn't do?
I know. I didn't come in on Thursday, and I didn't get my guaranteed lock. See, the big issue is on Thursdays, a lot of times they don't have the quarterback rush yards yet.
Yeah, but you could have just came in and said, hey.
Did take it. I know. And I did check it on Sunday. It was at like 48 and a half, which was a lot. I know. And he still ran for over 100, third game in a row. Might be even more than
that. Congrats on your win, though.
Yeah, good win.
Who do we have Thursday?
We got the Green Bay Packers. Does Jordan Love run the ball? Yeah, so take it. Whatever it's going to be, take it on Thursday. Jordan Love over rush yards.
Thank you, Foxy. Good luck out there. Say hammer down.
Hammer down.
Thank you.
The door is no longer ajar.
I just want to say, Kirk Ferentz did with those boys. He was the right man for the job.
Goddamn right. And what did I say? What did I say when I came in on Thursday? So there's going to be a point where he's going to go into the locker room. He's going to look at Phil Parker and he's going to say, Phil, could use your help. Brett Bielan was kicking my ass out there. And that's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
That is exactly what happened. Iowa again pulls out, you know, 15-13 road home grading, you know, road graders on the offensive and defensive line, if you will.
Couple beautiful runs.
Runs to end the game. You know, and a lot of people in my mentions saying stuff like, hey, this Iowa team sucks. How are they, you know.
People in mentions are mean, by the way. No, they're not.
You know, you can be mean. That's fine if you want to be mean. What I don't accept is idiocy. And being a complete dipshit, Iowa doesn't control who they play. Is it my fault that every other team in the Big Ten West sucks?
No.
Is it the Hawkeyes' fault?
No.
Okay. So you beat who you play. You beat who they put in front of you. And Iowa did that basically every single week. Yeah, now we had a couple rough games. Sure. Penn State on the road. That was a whiteout at night. Who wins at Penn State at night in a whiteout? Not many teams. Not many teams with a piss poor offense.
No.
They won the Minnesota game. Okay, we can litigate that at a later date. It's been litigated before. And then there's also a lot of people said, hey, enjoy it. Because guess what? When they expand next year, they're never going back to a Big Ten championship.
That's not true.
I don't know if I buy that. Again, do people just forget how many fucking Iowa guys play in the NFL?
Huh?
Okay. This isn't some fucking
piss
poor jamoke run school, okay?
Go Hawks!
Go Hawks!
This isn't Fordham.
Sitting forward him, Bruce.
Sitting forward
him. Oh, by the way, NEC title, NEC champions are coming for you, Youngstown State.
Congratulations.
See you Saturday.
That's congratulations.
Your title.
Thank you very much.
Big game.
And Bruce,
that's
hey,
a tough bar.
Good luck. Good luck on Saturday. If you're lucky, maybe, just maybe, we'll see you and your boys in Indy.
Yeah. I would pay for you two to be sitting next to each other at the Big Ten championship.
As it should
be a lot of fun.
I can't hear you. What'd you say?
He said it'd be a lot of fun.
Oh, it would be a lot of fun. It would be a lot of fun.
But he said it in the way Bruce says things, so like.
Well, and it's also one of those things where, like, I have actual skin in the game. Okay? Mm. I know he's a Michigan man, big-time Michigan fan.
He's a legacy.
Kind of. But he's not a legacy. Kind
of. His grandpa went there.
He did not.
But he didn't.
No, he did not.
It's going to be one of those things where.
In Michigan.
I'd hate it. If, you know, you and your boys are too busy looking ahead saying, how the hell are we going to beat the Hawkeyes? How the hell are we going to beat this football team who just refuses to die? Just will not die when everyone wants them to. And then you guys
afraid to look you in the eye, right?
Lay a poop in your pants against Ohio State in the game. I hope that doesn't happen.
Yeah, I mean, I obviously you can't hear me, but.
No, I can hear you a little bit.
Yeah, going into the Maryland game, I was more worried about your Iowa Hawkeyes at Lucas Oil than I was the fighting Kyle McCords coming into the big house.
That's not true.
Now I'm worried about Ohio State after the Maryland game a little bit, but
on the flip side, though, there's a good chance Ohio State is also thinking, Jesus Christ, how are we going to fucking run the ball on Iowa?
Exactly.
They're not.
Court, you know, I mean.
They're not. They're Marvin Harrison Jr. and nothing else against Iowa.
And a lot of people say you guys are Blake Corman, no one else.
Donovan Edwards.
You know? So it's one of those things where we'll kind of let you guys, you know, go at each other, let the paramedics sort them out.
See you in Indianapolis.
And we'll fucking see you in Indianapolis.
Are you guys going to win at Nebraska?
Now, see, that's a tricky one.
That's a tough
that's
game.
A tricky one. I believe
Nebraska's playing, Purdy's brother is playing ball for Nebraska.
Well, I'm more worried about Heinrich Himmler. it is not actually the former commander of the Air Force of the SS.
Commander is Reich Herr Schmidt.
Yeah, they do have a very German. Heinrich Harburg, I believe, is his actual
okay,
name.
Okay, yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, very German.
Oh, wow.
Very German guy.
It is Heinrich Harburg.
Exactly. You know, Chuba Hubbard, or Chuba Purdy, excuse me.
Well said.
Bit of a dog.
Oh, yeah.
And I've said from the get-go, hey, don't let Rule get this thing going. 2-3 years, Nebraska is going to be something. That,
yeah, it's ain't Scott Frost.
It's going to be a sight to behold.
It's Scott Frost. I believe the over-under.
It's got to be low.
I think
it's low.
I want to say 22.5 or maybe 23.5.
Ooh.
No way.
I'm dead serious. I saw someone tweet that earlier. It could have been a joke, but I.
26.5.
26.5. That's going to be.
26.5.
Oh, boy.
Is absurd.
So we'll see. I saw a lot of people saying too, like, should Iowa rest their starters against?
What?
So what the fuck are we doing here? Okay,
like that the juice they should to the under there. Too.
What yeah. What the fuck are we doing here? Need because
well, they're out of quarterbacks. They can't rest them.
No, fucking Joe Labas and Marco Lanes are.
Who is behind
Joe Labas and
Joe Labas?
What's his name's numbers were good. Like if you just
yeah, they're getting gooder.
He actually he has played decent.
If you look,
the thing that drives me nuts, and this will be the last thing I say before.
How come every fucking Iowa quarterback has to throw the ball 100 miles per hour on no matter what kind of play it is?
I don't know. That's been the last two, and it's enough for my fucking lifetime. You know, when you're sitting up here and you're saying you're ripping your hair out, saying, "God damn it, I wish we had Nate Stanley back." That says something. That says something. That's not great. But Deacon Hill,
yeah.
Played unbelievable. He has.
Good ball.
Since I ripped his ass on that very stage up there. After a very emotional. You know, I took back a lot of the things I said. He's a college kid.
You did.
He's trying to get better. But we can't be having a huge, you know, 17-yard chunk play, which are few and far between. And then the very next play cannot be a play action where he runs back 8-9 yards and takes a sack. He does it. What seems to be 5 to 6 times a half. Okay. And it drives me fucking insane. Okay. Because 2nd and 12, you know, 2nd and 16, that's 2nd and 50. I was not picking that up. They never will. Okay. But go Hawks, Bruce. Good luck. Maybe, just maybe. We'll see you in Indy.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Go Hawks. You guys run a good program in here.
Go Hawks.
Go Hawks.
Hell yeah. Go Hawks. Hell yeah. What other hockey picks you got?
Whoa, Bruce didn't like that.
He did not like that one.
What? No, Bruce I thoroughly
Bruce
enjoyed
feisty
it.
Today.
No pizzazz in here today.
Nah.
What do you mean? I feel like I've been bringing the pizzazz and Tony's sad, dead Steelers eyes are just staring back at me.
No. Hold
this
on.
Has been going on all the show.
Oh, baby. Oh,
Bruce said that he was the one that informed us the Steelers were going to lose this week.
Bruce told us that?
Yeah, I told you guys.
I didn't. The listeners know that I did.
Did he not?
I did not.
How did this all start that today? There was something that was said. Did you say it to him, or did he say it to you?
I think it was
classic. Told you so moment. I forget exactly what it was, but
it's
been a rift ever since.
That I said last week on this program that I was worried about the Steelers after this game, and I am sad to report that we are in a
Bruce, if you're going to, I was told somebody I have wasn't. To actually make the fucking declaration in the first place.
I wasn't.
And act like Tony, and I don't know what's coming.
Yeah. I know that you guys know. I'm just saying that I was hopeful, and I was worried that there would be no hope left to have on Monday, and here we are.
I don't fucking like what you're doing. No, you came in here prancing around like a pony this morning.
I'm excited, dude. Because
Tommy DeVito fucking chucked a couple balls.
Well, and then he buried him on the show.
Yeah, I don't like it.
It's not even Tommy DeVito. I'm excited for a Super Bowl rematch that I bet $1,000 on. I'm excited for the Knicks to play tonight. I'm excited for the New York Rangers to play tonight. I'm excited for Fordham basketball to tip off at 5:45. Sue me for having a pulse. Unlike the lifeless dead body of the 6-3 Pittsburgh Steelers.
6-4
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Buffoon.
I like the Bees tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, I like the Bees short. Going into Tampa Bay.
We already talked about the Oilers.
I'm not going to take it. I would lean Florida with Big Bob, but we will see.
I like the Oilers.
Do you?
Yep.
Okay. I'm not taking them, but I like it. I see where you're coming from. McDavid figuring it out yet?
We're getting there.
Give me the launch. Taking on those pesky Preds.
Okay.
Who haven't been so pesky lately. Obviously, the coin shows the Stars. We like that. Give me the Kings. Going on the road to the Let. That's going to be a tall task. But I think they get it done because their game travels. And then I like the Cougars is just too long. What are you going to do there?
They got to pay Kraken fucking got him the other night.
Yeah, so I'm gonna take the Kraken in that game.
Okay.
Late game. Even though I don't like Grubworm versus Vladar, but I think the Kraken at home is the play.
Bobby, what do you like?
I'm with you on the Kraken. I'm laying -1.5 with the Cougars, -140.
Okay.
I'm with you on the Kings, Texas Hockey, the Avs. I like the Oilers, and the Bees feel short at -140 at Tampa Bay.
Huh?
Good luck.
Bruce, you got any hockey?
Just the rags for me.
Thank you, Nick.
Breadman.
Baby Nick.
Breadman making history.
Okay.
He's playing good puck. Hey, Rangers are playing good puck.
Let's end on CBB.
Yeah. Pretty big slate here.
Okay.
I like Marshall Moneyline versus FIU.
Okay.
Obviously, I like Tarleton State Moneyline versus Austin Peay.
Obviously,
yes.
Florida State Moneyline versus UNLV.
Yeah.
George Mason Moneyline versus San Diego State.
Have to.
Troy +1.5 versus Sam Houston.
Go.
Virginia, my favorite pick of the night here.
Oh, VA.
Yes. Virginia Moneyline versus Wisconsin.
We still playing defense and scoring 50 points a game for Virginia?
Maybe a bit more.
Okay.
We're looking for a bit more. I like Akron Moneyline versus Utah State. And I think WVU catching 3.5 versus SMU is too many.
Oh, interesting.
Okay. Yeah. Big games tonight, UConn, Texas, and Purdue, Gonzaga as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is Purdue still number 2?
Good question. They're laying 4.5 versus Gonzaga.
I think so.
Hmm. Yeah.
I like Gonzaga. I like UConn. Richmond, I think they're catching 9.5. I forget who they have, but I like Richmond as well. And then, of course, at the prestigious and illustrious Paradise Jam out in St. Thomas in a high school gymnasium. I like Fordham basketball +7 against Kent State.
Okay.
They're +7.
Yeah. Purdue is still number 2.
Wow.
Marquette's
getting a lot of points out of the Fordham boys.
All right. Shaka.
Shaka's got
it. Shaka has the boys. This is the year. Shaka has to win the fucking. We need Marquette to go on a run in the tournament. He's had a tough go in the tourney.
Yeah.
Buzz probably just got paid more. It sucks Buzz Williams he ever left Marquette. Not that Shaka is terrible, but.
Oops.
We got to get
it. I love Buzz Williams. All right.
Buzz Williams.
Mutes himself.
I do. I like Buzz Williams.
Where is he now?
Virginia Tech.
Texas A&M, maybe? One of the two. It's either Tech or Texas A&M. I think it's Texas A&M.
Okay.
Who's going to take that Texas A&M job?
Elko?
I think MCDC is a slam dunk.
All right, we'll be back tomorrow. Good luck.
God bless.
Never.